Live and local.
How's that sound?
And you're listening to News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller, and this is News Talk 1480 WHBC. This weekend, or Thursday and Friday, it is. Wishes can happen. It's here. The 14th annual Alt Care Wishathon to benefit Wishes Can Happen is this Thursday and Friday. We, Pam Cook, myself, JT, we will all be out broadcasting live from our tent at Springbrook Plaza on Whipple Avenue for 36 straight hours. 36 straight hours. I can tell you right now that I will be on air about 10 p.m. on Thursday. I'll be there 10 p.m. if you want to stay up, or maybe you're a night owl and you're already up. So that is happening Thursday and Friday. Please make sure to make a donation and help our local kids. These kids need your help more than ever. Before the break, we talked a little bit about minimum wage. What did you make your very first job, whether it was minimum wage or whether it was just maybe a nice job out of college? I'm genuinely curious. My very first job was at Ponderosa in 2014 in the Carrollton, and I was a busboy. It lasted 2 weeks, maybe. I went off to a steel mill, but at Ponderosa, I was making, I want to say, $4.30 an hour, but I received tips. So that wasn't, I guess, terrible for an 18-year-old who was still living at home. And it's hard to believe that was 7 years ago. But what did you make your very first job? I'm curious to know. You can call in 330-450-1480. My very first big boy job was at that said steel mill, and I was making $13 an hour. Man, I just thought that I was on top of the world. I was 13. I'm making $14 or $13 an hour. This was great at 18 years old. Yeah, well, then real life hit me. I'm like, well, $13 an hour, that's good while you're still young, but there's so much. There is just so much that you have to take, rent, cell phone payments, everything. Right now on the line, we have Denny from Canton. Denny, how are you doing?
Good, Jordan. Welcome aboard here from the 10 to 12 slot on WHBC.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Are you calling in to give us your input on what you made your very first job?
Yes, sir. In 1972, I made $1.60 an hour pumping gas at a Ohio station on the corner of Navarre Road and Duver. And that was back, you know, before everybody was able to pump their own gas, where you washed their windows and checked the air pressure in their tires and all that. So that was probably June of 1972, first job.
Wow. And how much again were you making there for people who may have missed that?
$1.60 an hour was the starting wage.
$1.60 an hour in 1972. Can you tell me what were you able to do with that money? Because $1.70 an hour went a lot further than a dollar goes today.
Well, I'll be quite honest with you. That summer I was able to save my first $1,000, okay?
Okay.
It did seem like money went a lot faster, or a lot easier in the day. It was just the thing that, you know, gas back then. Here's another question for some of your listeners, and possibly you. What's the least amount price of gas that you ever seen? I can remember 24.9 cents at the stations out on Navarre Road there, where they had that 5 points, which is no longer there. 24.9. That's where the Speedway station is now.
Wow, Denny. Well, we really appreciate that. I have Eddie on the line here, so I'm going to speak with Eddie. But thanks for calling in.
Have a good day, sir.
Eddie, how are you doing?
Oh, good.
Jordan. How are you? Welcome. Welcome to your new environment.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. How much were you making your very first job?
Well, I started at Mr. Clean Car Wash, and I made $1.40 an hour, and then they went bankrupt. And then I got into Republic Steel and the mail shop on 8th Street.
Wow, what were you able to do with that $1.40 an hour? Because I'm sure you were able to pay rent with it back then.
Not really, because every time it rained, we went home, except for the guy that was pumping gas.
Okay. So it seems to be, you know, self-serve, you know, I'm self-serve stations. That seems to be the trend this morning. Denny, now you, Eddie. Hey, Eddie, we really appreciate you calling in and letting us know what your very first job was and the amount there.
If I will always talk to you a lot more on things that, you know, you bring up. Oh, by the way, what steel mill did you work at?
Oh, that's a great question. I worked at Alliance Castings.
Oh, what did you do there?
Ooh, I was a laborer, and I have the scars on my arms and the burns to prove it. I vowed to myself that I would never put myself through that again. I have a great-grandfather who that's what he did for a living, and power to everyone who can make a living out of that, because that just was not for me.
I can imagine every day I went to work at the mail shop, it was 1,000 degrees.
Wow, wow. Well, hey, Eddie, thank you. On the line now, we have John. John, how are you doing?
Good. I'm glad to hear you on the air, young man.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, John.
I really, really mean that, because you're talking about things that are non-confrontational, if that's the word. And that's good. We need to be informed, and we need to be nice, and God bless you. My first job, 85 cents an hour.
What year?
And J.C. Penney as a stock boy. And after working 2 weeks, they said, bring in a white shirt and tie and dress pants, and we're going to have you learn to sell shoes. And I did not want to hear that, because I did not want to have to
deal with the public,
take care of somebody's feet. And the first day on the job, we get some girls in from school that knew me, and I put the left shoe on the right foot. Wow. And tried to force them on the girl's foot, and I'll bet they went back to school and laughed about me forever.
So. Well, hey, John, we really appreciate it. Donna, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Donna from Maslin, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, fine. And I always wanted to work at the JCPenney company because they paid more. My first job was at S. Kresge's at 50 cents an hour, and gas was 18 and 19 cents a gallon.
Oh, my God.
But we walked.
Okay. Oh, did you walk up hills both ways to get there?
Well, sort of.
Well, Donna, what year was that?
Well, in 1948 or 49.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you were able to call in and tell us. This apparently is a hot topic. I am going to go to David now from Uniontown. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, George. My first job was back in 1969, and I worked part-time for a radio station. And the thing about it was the only place where you could get the minimum wage of $1.69.
Wow. What year was that?
1969.
And where was this at?
This was down in a small town in Louisiana.
Okay.
And our valedictorian worked at the hospital and the switchboard, and he made 25 cents an hour.
Wow. Now, did you end up with a career in radio, or did you? Was that just a temporary stop for you?
I did 4 years, and then moved on and joined the military. So,
thank you so much for your service. We appreciate it. I come from a family of military veterans myself. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that, too. Thank you.
Thank you. We have Perry from Canton. Perry, how are you this morning?
Okay, how you doing? I'm calling to congratulate you on your new job, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. I appreciate it. I'm so thankful to be here, and I'm so thankful to speak with you this morning. Okay. What did you make your very first job?
Actually, my first job that I got hired on full-time, I was actually 19 years old, and it was in Stark Metro Housing. But the thing is, when I had my interview, I didn't have no good clothes to wear at all. My jeans were kind of raggedy. My shirts were kind of raggedy. I didn't have probably no clothes at all. But when I was 15 years old, my mom bought me this three-piece suit at 15. Well, that's the only nicest thing I had to wear to this interview. And it was actually too small for me. The pants were like, you could call them high waters. The vest was tight on me. And at the arm sleeves, it come up past my wrist. But I wore it anyway because I wanted this job so bad, you know? I mean, I know I look funny in that, but I wore it anyway, and I got the job, you know?
Well, hey, Perry, I'm so glad you got that job. Did you end up making a career following of it?
Yes, sir. I spent 31 years there, and I retired from there, and it's been a good career for me. I've learned so much from there.
Well, thank you, Perry. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Wow. Wow, those are great stories right there, from 50 cents an hour all the way up to a couple dollars an hour. Man, if you offered someone that now, they would look at you and tell you to go kick rocks. Wow, wow, wow. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller, and this is News Talk 1480 WHBC.
Live and local.
How's that sound?
And you're listening to News Talk 1480 WHBC.